Good morning, everyone. It's January 14th, 2019. And Friday morning, TGIF. Well, you are not as yet come to the rest and in the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. Deuteronomy 12:9. This is not your rest. There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered yet even in Jesus. Micah 2:10, Hebrews 4:9. Hebrews 6:19-20. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. With Christ, which is far better. Philippians 1:23. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. Revelation 21:4, Job 3:17. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Matthew 6:20-21 and Colossians 3:2. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15:55. The sting of death is sin, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. 1 Corinthians 15:56. Well, we should be thankful for the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We cannot look to ourselves for our salvation, for he is our salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. That's what Jonah said. And he found that out when God vomited him up out of the belly of the whale. Well, I hope you all have a good Friday this morning. And hope that this weekend brings you his blessings. Our only hope is in Christ. It's not in the flesh. It's not in ourselves. We often get in the flesh. We often try to take things into our own hands. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I and my Father are one. A lot of people think it's somewhat a co-op arrangement where you co-op with God. God, it says, he will make us willing in the day of our power, of his power. Not the day of our power, in the day of his power. He will make us willing. Psalm 110. So, anyway, that's the thing about wonderful grace. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us who were dead in our trespasses and sin. To choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin. To be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me? To send his son to die and redeem us for eternity. By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die in eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our souls all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. That's the song of God's elect. Nothing in my hands I bring, only to Christ I cling. So this morning, let us be reminded that He has gone away to prepare a place for us and will come again and receive us unto Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. Well, I want to end today with this poem. We're marching to Zion. We hear a lot about Zion, Zionists in our culture. Good morning, Musa Mutkar. We hear a lot about God's chosen people. Who are God's chosen people? God's chosen people are the ones for whom He shed His precious blood for. God's chosen people are the ones He's elected or predestined before the foundation of the world. But this last poem I want to read is called Well, I got cut off. Well, I got cut off there. I apologize. Anyway, the last poem I'm going to read is We're Marching to Zion. We're marching to Zion, and this march is led by God's dear Son. This pilgrimage is not to a physical place, but looking for a city, the New Jerusalem. Coming down out of heaven, prepared for the bride, the Zion's a place to eternally abide. Many try to make Zion a physical place where rejection of Christ is an utter disgrace, but I'm marching to Zion, a spiritual place. Good morning, Joseph Youssef. Welcome aboard. And I apologize, Musa Mutkar, I got cut off there from Facebook Live. Sometimes these glitches happen, you know. Anyway. I'm glad that God is sovereign over all events in our lives. Jesus Christ is the master of the sea. Christ awed the disciples when on the boat they saw the wind and tempest tossing and the raging of the sea. Then Christ said, "Peace be still," and it became calm as could be. "Who is this," they said, "that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The creator of the universe who had come gives me the calm assurance that Christ did his Father please. Yes, he was fully God, yet he was fully man, and he still holds the wind and the sea in the palm of his almighty hand. Good morning, David Kimmel. Happy Friday to you. Well, as long as people keep jumping on, I'll just keep reading these poems. How's that sound? Oh. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what He has done, where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations. Against us, this will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why are we here? Have you ever thought about why you are here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you had never been born? And this present life you've grown to hate? There is an answer for sinners in God's holy word. When you suggest this to some, they think it absurd. They might say, this would never work for me to see what God should say in light of eternity. Only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future controls. Well, light versus darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Good morning, Made India, I guess. Welcome aboard. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves a sinner with this plight. Sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan and his kingdom does the same thing too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passes understanding, never to depart. Well, the last one I think I'm going to read today is Christ is the fountain of all good. Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. May the good Lord be with you in a special way today. Bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you is my prayer. God bless.